Exercise 5B, page 76.
In the early hours of this morning, the fire service was called to a blaze in the Docklands area of the city. Firefighters were able to extinguish the blaze, but not before one warehouse had been completely destroyed and several others damaged. Our reporter, Robert Jones, is on the scene. Good afternoon, Robert.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
So, what can you tell us about the fire?
Well, as you mentioned, the blaze completely destroyed one of the warehouses down here. I'm standing directly in front of the site, and there is literally nothing left. It seems clear that the fire must have started in the destroyed warehouse. So that's where investigators have started their work. The fire was thought to be an accident at first, as a lot of flammable materials were stored inside the building. However, police now suspect arson to be the cause.
I see.
Yes, it appears that the investigators uncovered some suspicious evidence amongst the ashes.
Are there any suspects in the case so far?
Well, a formal statement has yet to be issued. But it is my understanding that earlier today the warehouse owner was taken into police custody.
Do we know anything else about the warehouse owner?
Yes, he's a local businessman, Mr. Sanders. He has no prior convictions, but it is believed that his company was having some financial difficulties.
In what way?
The company allegedly owes a lot of money.
Do police believe this could be a motive?
As I said, a formal statement has yet to be released, but I did hear a few comments from the police chief who was at the scene earlier today. He seemed to indicate that Mr. Sanders had a lot to gain by burning down his warehouse.
Burning down his warehouse does seem quite drastic. Are there any other indications that this could be the case?
Well, it's been suggested that Mr. Sanders had a large insurance policy on the building and its contents. I spoke to an insurance consultant an hour ago who told me that the insurance policy would likely cover damages from fire. His insurance would also cover the damage to the surrounding warehouses. It is estimated that he could be reimbursed by as much as £250,000.
£250,000? I suppose that does indicate some motive.
Yes, that's right. That would be enough money to pay off his debts, though his business would never recover. So there's definitely a motive for the police to have him in for questioning.
Well, it must be stressed that Mr. Sanders has not been charged with anything yet. We will have to wait and see what the police investigation turns up. Thank you, Robert, and we'll speak to you again as soon as there are any further developments.
Okay, thank you.
Now it's time for a quick break.